In the 16th, 17th century, there developed people, and I suppose there were before and some came after, that we're pleased to call mystics. These people, mainly drawn from the Roman Catholic Church, interestingly, lived a life that was so God-focused that they saw things from a completely different perspective. They would often be almost living cloistered existences. Probably the exception to that is Madame Guyon. But people like Fenelon, Faber, Michael Melinos, they lived lives in connection and contact with God that was unsurpassed, really, in Christian understanding. And we've largely lost that ability to stop and be still, and to actually find enough time for a quiet time for most of us is almost an impossibility. And we often just give God the fag end of the day, or 2 minutes when we've got time. We tune in for our God spot. But what I want to talk to you about today is an ancient practice called Lectio Divina, literally divine reading. Now, in this divine reading, instead of rushing through a portion of scripture thinking I don't understand that, so I'll move on to the next chapter, you begin slowly, asking the Holy Spirit to read it with you, and you read until he stops you, and then you begin to go back over the reading that you've already read. So ask him for a portion of scripture, maybe Psalm 91. It won't be long, it'll be a short piece. And ask him to enlighten and enliven that word to you. Then just continue to read it, savour it, slowly. Digest it, let it do its work in you. Give it time. You put a cake into the oven, you don't take it out 2 minutes after you've put it in. You wait for the warmth to come through it, for the cake to rise, and you don't open the door or you're going to have a cake with it sunk in the middle. We have got to get back to having something of mysticism in our lives, because we are shallow and superficial. And in the things that we are going to have to experience and face in the coming weeks, months and years until Jesus comes for us, we are going to need such a solid core within us of the Word of God, the knowledge of God, how he likes to do things, who he wants to be for us and for those around us. We need to be rising up like that cake above the things that are around us. We need to begin to come into an elevated lifestyle where we see things from the top down, not the bottom up, where we go to prayer, not to panic, when things happen to us and those around us. We are meant to be salt and to be light, but many of us are neither. Salt seasons, purifies, and preserves. We need to get back to be a preserving agent to the world around us. Our word salary comes from the word salt. Salt used to be part of the salary, the wage of people in the old days. It was so valuable for its properties. We are so valuable for the properties that we have. It's time we now started to begin to develop those properties, to develop an inner well of anointing within us so that we can pour out over everyone that comes past us. No one is safe from a blessing. But to do that, we must spend quality time with him. We can't skip it. And we need to develop things like Lectio Divina. So I would encourage you this morning to pick a short piece of scripture, Psalm 23, Psalm 91, go into Ephesians, pick some beautiful scriptures and get into them. Don't try to race through stuff. Read through the Bible in a year, very good discipline. Get a good overall picture. But dwell, remain, abide in a piece of scripture till you've squeezed everything out of it. God bless you as you perhaps think about changing your ways this year and sticking to it. God bless.